Hello friends, the tents on duty today are the Revadim Group, Italy number 4, Peter 10 number 1, Peru, Ecuador, and Petah Tikva 10, 35. Take it, 10:35. We'll read an excerpt from Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. There are two conditions to obtaining the greatness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from a smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, it is only the small who is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity. There are two conditions for obtaining the greatness, or the exaltedness. One, always listen and assume appreciation of the environment to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To receive the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest amongst all the friends. In that state, one can receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone, since the great cannot receive from the smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, only the small is impressed by the appreciation of the great. And for the second condition, each student must extol the virtues of each friend and cherish him as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a sufficiently great environment, since quality is more important than quantity. Italy, please.
Salve amici. Il percorso in cui siamo insieme è meraviglioso.
The path on which we are together is incredible because it shows us the truth about ourselves and how egoistic we are, but also the truth about the Creator, how great He is, how perfect and whole, how loved. But we cannot reach that truth without the help of the society, without the help of the friends who are together every morning studying, working on themselves, helping each other, giving each other the force of life, friends coming from all over the world, friends, the friends who are in front of us, the friends we meet every morning and who give us this vitality, this force of life, like the friends you see in front of you, and like the friends to whom I will now give the right of speech.
Peru and Ecuador.
Peru and Ecuador.
קבוצת פרו ואקוודור, בבקשה. נעבור לקבוצת פיטר.
Right, Peter.
Здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи, дорогие, любимые.
Hello, dear friends, dear and beloved friends. There aren't enough words to truly describe you. Rav told me, Rav said, bring questions, but try not to bring all those drawings, diagrams out of intellect or just curiosity, but ask questions from the heart, like an appeal to the Creator, a plea, something that comes from the heart. So let's make the whole lesson now made of such demands from the heart. The demand to contend and cope with the additions that we get from the Creator. And then we turn to the Rav the same way we turn to the Creator and ask Him to help us actualize it. So that we could truly see the friends as great. So that we can bring this greatness to the friends. So that the Creator will help us on this path. And I would like the whole lesson to pass with such an inner demand so that we will be, so our expectations for the Rav and the Creator will be proper ones. Now, workshop question. What must I do in order to always be under the influence of the Ten? Again, what must I do in order to always be under the influence of the Ten?
אפשר לסמוך על המקריות שתאיר אותי.
I cannot count on random chance to awaken me, for awakening rather. We have to set times for the Torah. We have the Zoom meetings, we have the application that beeps once an hour, every hour to remind us of the Ten. Marcus, we need to see that there's great power in the friends, a great desire for the goal and to try to annul myself before them. To come to the morning lesson regularly, and after that, to try as much as we can to set reminders of the things we learn in the lesson and all the efforts that we learn of as well. To lower your head, to look to the friends and ask of the Creator, make requests to Him. To do everything possible for the friends to be under the influence of the Ten, and then you will also be there. And with everything that the friends said, well, a person usually sees how he cannot be under the influence of the Ten even a bit. He never accepts anything they say, but out of making that effort, he cries to the Creator, wanting to be below them. To make an effort to do everything possible with regards to subjugation, the greatness of the friends, prayer. Yes, and anytime he remembers, he should try to go beyond his skin to the true place of bestowal, which is the friends. Because if I get the power to come to the morning lesson and I get these reminders during the day, it's only thanks to the Ten. By praying for you to be in the center of the Ten, that's what carries me there. Yes, a common prayer. To be under its influence as much as possible, without believing anything. First of all, organize your day, right? Be in the morning lesson, make the arrangements so that you're actually under their influence, and then it'll be fine. Pray to the Creator, ask the Creator, and also make sure that he's perceived as great amongst the friends. Yes, the more we do this common work together now in the lesson against the Creator who throws us out of that sensation of the center of the ten, we have to rebuild it. Yes, I think it's not just being under the influence of the ten, but rather under the influence of the ten throughout these 3 hours and throughout the whole day. Just we need to live the lesson again with the ten throughout the day. And going over the texts, what we've started doing recently more intensively, it seems to me very effective. I feel that we're starting on a new stage, a new... Well, we begin to live the lesson every day anew. Yes, and to follow the advice. Yesterday we called a friend, we read an excerpt. It's not the excerpt and the friend, it's the connection between us. And anyone who wrote it down, I read this to this friend, I read that to that friend. You feel how everyone makes that effort above everything that we have to occupy us during the day.
Lie, 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 lie